Crack-a-lacka.
There's no arguing with the judge.
We are editing this entire segment out of the podcast.
I apologize. I will flagellate myself later.
I hope you come up with something good.
All right, this is going to go great.
How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
What's the haps?
What are the haps? You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I'm your host and moderator, Joe Morkel. With me, as always, are the Riker and Data to my Picard, Sean Keller.
Hi.
And Mike Peretto.
Affirmative, Captain.
That was my Riker impression. Hi. Hey, guys.
Nailed it. At the top of the episode, we're going to Mike. Mike, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a pretty simple topic to start us out with here. It's about Tom Cruise.
Ooh, I like Tom Cruise.
Okay, that's the end of the topic.
Right. That's the end.
I feel good about not weighing in. I think that was the right move.
So, Joe, who is
yeah.
Who is this segment about Tom Cruise brought to us by?
Thanks for asking, Mike. This segment on Tom Cruise is brought to us by Prinsiplac, the ethical toothpaste. Let's talk about dental hygiene. As a living human, statistically, you brush your teeth between 0 and 43 times per day.
Yeah, it falls in there.
But do you ever stop and think on whether or not the toothpaste you're using is ethical? I've got news for you, it isn't. Until now. Introducing Prinsiplac, the world's most ethical and principled toothpaste. Our formula is made from locally sourced ingredients and guaranteed to be free-range organic with absolutely no antibiotics or GMOs included. Know that you're doing everything you can to promote equality when you use the first toothpaste that's clinically proven to remove plaque and tartar on any teeth regardless of gender identity.
That's good.
9 out of 10 dentists have teeth. Prinsiplac. Your mouth will be as clean as your conscience. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Joe. Prinsiplac. It almost sounds like the plaque is principled.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, any you have left after using it will be.
Good law-abiding plaque.
I just want to I want to know which 1 out of 10 dentists has no teeth.
Maybe he's got veneers or...
Ah,
they included a little blurb about that. Most of the time, that 10th dentist does have teeth, just not always.
Most of the time, yeah. Just not always. So wouldn't that be more
correct.
Than 90%? Wouldn't it be somewhere between 9 and 10?
No, because, I mean, if you've got 10 dentists and 10 of them have teeth, 9 of them do as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of sounds like 10 out of 10 dentists have teeth.
Sure, but you don't have to
specify. Yeah, but if 10 out of 10 dentists have teeth, Sean, 9 do as well.
Oh, I see.
And so do 8, and so do 7.
Right.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Like I said, I want to kick the show off with a simple discussion about a man. About a man by the name of Tom Cruise.
Just want to
talk about him. I was watching...
Is this a structured discussion on Tom Cruise, or are we just spitballing?
We're basically going to spitball. I was watching...
that sounds great.
Well, okay, Tom Cruise is a very controversial person. So, I was watching his new Mission Impossible. It's like a year old at this point, I think.
Rogue Nation?
No.
Oh, Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout.
That's right.
Fallout with Henry
Cavill.
It's
fucking incredible.
Yeah, so... Yeah. He does this stunt in the movie. Sean, obviously, you know about it. You've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Where he does a high-altitude, low-oxygen jump from a plane.
Otherwise known as a halo.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently he did like 30 takes of it to get it right. And they shoot the entire thing. Like, some of the background is CG and stuff, but... You never lose sight of Tom Cruise jumping out of a fucking plane at like 30,000 feet. And I'm blown away by this guy. Like, I think I get in his personal life, you know, he's kind of weird, right? He's got the cult thing going on with Scientology.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is this leading up to you telling us that you've joined Scientology?
I think he's a very interesting person, because if he were not a Scientologist, he would probably be like the biggest movie star of all time. Like, I think that's kind of the one thing that people don't like about Tom Cruise. You know, I feel like every discussion I've had with anybody is like, oh yeah, I fucking love Tom Cruise's movies. He's just, he's so weird, you know? Like, what do you guys think?
I think that it's a testament to how charismatic and amazing he is that he is a Scientologist, and yet he is still like a bona fide A-list Hollywood star. I mean, like, everyone knows that Scientology is like horrible, horrible
bonkers
bullshit,
yeah,
cult.
Yeah.
But they still, it's like, oh, you see that new Tom Cruise movie? That's dope. Like, they don't, it's like, that's not enough to,
I know.
It's almost like, it's like Michael Jackson being such a great singer and dancer that they don't care he diddled kids. They're like, yeah, all right, he might have done that, but have you heard Beat It? That's my jam. You know, it's,
yeah,
like,
it is,
he's,
it's
so kind of
like that. I don't want to conflate, like, you know, believing, being
religion with,
well, yeah,
pedophilia.
If you want to call it religion.
Well, that's Catholicism. No, sorry.
I tell you, we definitely don't want to compare them, because you're going to find out in my second ad that this show is sponsored by the Church of Scientology.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. I want to add one
thing. They have
done
some horrible things. Sorry, go ahead.
The one thing I want to add is that, like, he, it almost is like a really great advertisement for Scientology, because you look,
oh, yeah,
you look at everything that he has done and is capable of doing, the physical shape he's in, the seemingly positive attitude that he has 24/7, just,
yeah,
in every
he
interview,
seems
every,
really, like, happy, and he seems
it,
like
it
a
almost
cool
makes
guy.
It seem like it makes it seem like maybe Scientology is the way
maybe
to
there's
go.
Something to it.
Well, that's why Scientology has spent so much money on the celebrity centers, and they chase,
yeah,
you know, celebrities joining the church so fervently.
They spend,
yeah,
a shitload of money
because
keeping,
it is an amazing
they
ad.
They spend a shitload of money keeping Tom Cruise happy, like making him feel like he's like a god, basically.
Yeah, if the Pope was making sure that you got everything you wanted in life, you'd probably be a pretty fervent Catholic.
Yeah, and I've heard stories about him too, that, like, apparently he's just a really cool guy, and he, I guess he has an obsession with sending cake to his castmates.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
I have heard about
and he
that.
And
yeah,
he does it years after they've worked together. Like, he'll continue,
yeah,
sending,
yeah,
them like cake. It's bizarre.
He's one of those people you hear about that will go on a movie, see, you know, a crew member that he worked with years ago, remember his name and everything about him.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Right.
But he also, he's,
yeah,
not,
absolutely,
he's not like some, like, if you think like religion, cult, like leader or something, not that he's a leader, but you think about that and I picture like some fat, lazy, like sitting on a pile of money, like whatever, like telling people what to
do. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, basically.
Yes, exactly.
But,
yeah.
But Tom Cruise is, okay, is just like in pristine physical condition, and he's like constantly challenging himself and just like living his best fucking life.
He really is. Yeah, I mean,
I
in fact,
Tom
a couple
Cruise.
Episodes, I do too. I just hate Scientology. Like, it's so.
Well, then this is awkward because I just signed up.
just during the segment.
Yeah, while you were talking.
Yeah, it's just, it's such a difficult thing to reconcile, because we've all heard stories about how, you know, Scientology makes you break off relationships with your family. They stalk,
right,
apostates, you know, and it just, they do some really bad things. They practically torture people, like in terms of hazing people. They almost torture people at,
yeah,
their headquarters. I mean, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, there are stories of literal torture.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Tom Cruise is awesome.
I mean, yeah, there's no denying,
yeah,
that Tom,
yeah,
Cruise
in
is
fact,
awesome.
I mean, we had that who had won in a fight a couple episodes ago between Tom Cruise and, I think it was it Harrison Ford? I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in their prime. And Tom Cruise, we agreed, is in his prime now.
Now.
And he's like 60. Or at least in his mid-late 50s. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, it's because he got rid of all of those things.
I mean, he probably thinks so, yeah. Apparently.
Oh, God. Tom Cruise, the best.
I agree.
He is the best.
All right. Gentlemen, next up, we're going to me. And I have a fun little exercise for us. that I call worst job interview.
It's already funny.
So, Sean, what is worst job interview brought to us by?
Well, Joe, I'm glad you asked. It's brought to us by the A Lot of Nonsense podcast. Hi, I'm Sean.
And I'm Joe.
And for our 1,000th episode coming up next month, we wanted to thank our loyal A Lot of Nonsense listeners by announcing something pretty big.
It's our holiday special with our guest, Gary Oldman.
Yes, and as always, Joe and I will talk nerd stuff, do fake commercials.
And thanks to your generous Patreon donations, we're giving away $10,000 to one lucky listener, plus a chance to fly first class to Vegas with me and Sean.
Oh yeah, we'll hang out, do some gambling, it'll be great. Oh, and Gary Oldman is coming too.
And he won't be the only special guest.
Hey, this is Mike's wife, Maria. Come party with me, Sean, and Joe in Vegas. Whatever happens there, stays there. A Lot of Nonsense podcast is the best.
Fuck you guys.
Yes, it is the best. Thanks, Mike's wife. The A Lot of Nonsense podcast. Mike's an idiot. Back to you, Joe.
So this is from the future where you dumped me and now have a podcast that's much more successful because of it?
Future? What are you talking about?
No, this is right now.
We've been doing this for months. Joe and I happen to run a very similarly named podcast that we've been doing for a number of months, and it's just wildly successful.
Yeah, so successful.
So we bought some ad space. Listeners. Bought some ad space on this show.
Well, if it's so successful, why are you advertising on this show?
Well, we feel bad for you, Mike.
I'm going to hunt you down and kill you both.
Well, we'll be in Vegas with your wife.
God damn it.
No, please. All right. So
don't take my life away. Please.
So last year when I was looking for a new job, I signed up for a lot of recruitment websites and places to post my resume. And even though I unsubscribed from their emails and deactivated most of those accounts after I got a job, I'm still getting a lot of email from those companies.
Yeah. And I know you hate getting emails. I do.
I just hate human contact.
Yeah.
Especially the most distant, cold kind of human contact. Yeah. Email.
But one of them came through the other day, and I've turned it into a segment. It was just a pretty obvious blog article called "The 5 Most Common Interview Questions."
All right.
So what I've done is I have those 5 questions here, and I am going to real quick paste those into our G-chat. Ugh,
this has given me so much anxiety. I fucking hate interview questions.
Well, this is, you're going to have fun with this one because your goal is going to be to give the worst possible answer to ensure that you would never get whatever job you're applying to.
Maybe this will be therapeutic.
I mean, giving a bad answer has to be easy, right?
Yeah, I mean, just have fun with it. Whichever one of you wants to go second, because I'll go first so that you have time to prepare your answers, but one of you will need to be my interviewer.
I don't think we should prepare answers at all. This is an interview.
Yeah, let's just go. Yeah, interview us, okay. Joe.
All right, fair enough. Then I'm just going to say Mike's going first.
All right.
I'll be the interviewer for both of you, and then one of you can be my interviewer.
Sounds good.
All right, Mike, why don't you tell me about yourself?
Well, I was born on Long Island in 1983 and grew up in a small town there, raising...
I'm sorry, I want to say that Mike's first fact to get the worst answer possible is that he was born in Long Island.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck do you think?
I think you're missing the point of why this is such a bad answer.
Okay. I'm sorry. Continue.
And there, at the age of 3, I began to raise ferrets.
He's giving his whole life story.
I began to raise ferrets, a tradition passed down by my parents. Two Italian immigrants from the Spanish island of
That's great.
Ibiza.
Let's move on. Why are you interested in this job?
Well, to be honest, I forget which job this was. I applied for several hundred jobs, and most of them were totally different. I haven't had a job in a decade, so I just want a job, I guess. That's probably why I want this one, I'm guessing. Something like that. This is the one where you beat raccoons to death with a bat. Is that right? Ferrets and raccoons, they don't get along.
Is that a fact?
No.
That's why I dislike... that's not that job. This is not that job.
I don't believe that is a
job.
Well,
I'm interested in this job.
I appreciate your candor. What would you say are your greatest strengths?
Oh, man, probably nunchucks. maybe I would say successfully being run over by a forklift once without dying. In fact, I didn't even break a single bone in my torso. I did break all of the bones in my legs. But my torso was okay, so a strong torso would be my third strength.
Strong torso. Okay. And now, what do you think are your biggest weaknesses?
Sorry. Excuse me. Well, I suck at just about everything I've ever done. Yeah. Horrible time management. Never been able to show up to work on time for the short period of time that I did have a job. Horrible personal hygiene.
Wow. I'm scared to ask, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, if I'm lucky, probably dead. I would say dead at the bottom of a river. Because of the concrete boots that I'm wearing, all that money that I borrowed from the mob, from the Long Island mob, yeah. So they probably want to see me dead. I think that's where I'll be. Yeah.
All right.
But hopefully I can pay them.
Thank you. Well,
hopefully I can pay them back.
We'll keep your resume on file. Please leave.
Okay. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, totally. All right, Sean.
I wanna bring up, I'm sorry, real quick. I remember Mike was helping me with an interview at one point in time, or I had asked him for some advice, and he said, one thing that people don't do, I know you said this, Mike, so don't deny it, but he said one thing that people don't do a lot is if you ask for the job.
He said
you should actually ask for the job, right?
But
every time I run that through my head, I just imagine, like, Adam Sandler's character from SNL is just like, please let me live in your house. He's like, oh, they're like, oh, do you have anything else to add? And it's like, yes, can I have this job?
You don't want to do that. You want to be like,
I know.
You just want to be like, this is where I want to be. I want this job. That kind of attitude. It's not, you don't want to literally ask for the job. I'm sorry.
I know, but if you say it with confidence, then you sound like an asshole. You're like, yeah, one more thing. Can I have the job? So yeah, don't literally ask for the
job.
All right. Sean, why don't you tell me about yourself?
My name is Ted Bundy. And I actually changed my name. It used to be Charles Manson. And then I changed it to Ted Bundy. And shortly thereafter, sort of threw my hands up in the air. my luck wasn't too good. I'm very interested in bocce ball, and I hit women.
Good God!
With the bocce balls?
Well, no, God, I'm not gonna dirty up my bocce balls.
No, I'm not nearly that bad at bocce ball.
Some of those sets are expensive, and you don't want to stain the wood.
Yeah.
Why are you interested in this job, Mr. Bundy?
Well, I owe a lot of money to some very bad people. I have a horrible gambling problem. mostly on WNBA games. I also heard that in this position you have some limited access to opioids. Hoping that that's true.
It isn't.
Oh, well, we'll see. Maybe someone's got some sort of disease or something and leave their purse open somewhere.
What would you say are your greatest strengths?
If I had to pick one, I would say managerial mode in sports games.
That might be true.
And also, I can really take a punch. Really, right? Just right in the old kisser. You could take a hard knock and snap back.
Sure.
And also, I have a high tolerance for opioids.
Great.
Strong constitution.
What do you think is your biggest weakness or your biggest weaknesses?
Well, I fall in love too easily. And then you can't see this in the interview because this is audio, but I just stare at you for the next 5 minutes.
Okay. And where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Right here, in this chair. Holding your hand. Or maybe I'm in your chair and you're in my chair. You promoted me and then I demoted you, but we stayed together.
Security to interview room suite C.
We stayed together for the baby.
I'm a man.
Yes.
Yeah,
you are.
I'm a man, in fact. You're goddamn right you are. Why do you think I love you so much?
That's right.
Well, Sean's being escorted out of the building by security.
Do I say, hey, can I have the job?
What do you think?
please give me the job.
After he's thrown out, I'm in the hallway talking to Rhonda from HR. You know what? Until he said he played managerial mode in sports games, I was going to give him
the
job.
It was in the bag.
That was a disqualifier.
The only thing that could have been worse was that he just played sports games not in managerial mode.
I didn't care that he hit women. It was the managerial mode.
Yeah, it was really just the managerial mode in sports games.
All right, Joe, I'll go ahead and ask you the questions.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Welcome. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Oh, you know Joe Francis, the Girls Gone Wild guy who's in prison in Florida?
I don't.
Basically the same guy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Exactly the same.
Are you the same person? Sorry, not an interview question. Why are you interested in this job?
I don't actually know what you do here, but I heard that you don't do background checks, and that is very important to me.
Yeah, we do. So what would you say are your greatest strengths?
I once punched a hole through drywall with my erect penis.
I'm actually somewhat impressed by that.
Thank you.
That is
somewhat impressed. I'm very impressed.
What do you think are your biggest weaknesses?
That drywall.
nothing is as weak as that drywall.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm completely illiterate. Also, I can't stop eating puppy meat.
Oh no!
Jesus Christ.
No,
it's just so tender.
Why?
I mean, it is.
You're a goddamn monster, but I have to ask you more questions.
The job
demands. I
have
no choice. It's human resources. They make me do it.
Sure.
You understand?
Do you have any puppy meat?
just stay away from me. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh wow.
Apart from obviously prison.
Well, you know, I think like a moon colony or something. Because we're all going to be living in space at that point. I mean, it's the future, right?
So you think 5 years, in 5 years we're going to have a moon colony?
Yeah, I mean, it's the future. We'll be living on, like, the moon and Mars and shit like that.
And that
it's the future.
You will qualify to be a candidate to go to the moon colony.
I mean, we're all going, right? You're going to space. I'm going to space. We're all going to space.
It's going to be a bunch of moon mansions.
You know what?
Moonshins.
I like your attitude. That's a very optimistic approach. I think you'll be perfect this job here at Balls.
Here at Murderson's Abortion Clinic.
here at puppyslaughter.net.
Perfect.
You monster.
Here at Domino's Pizza.
That was actually really funny. Good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It wasn't nearly as stressful as every other time I've read the answers to those questions.
You know, if at every interview you just totally make up answers on the fly, it'd be a lot more fun.
And easier.
For sure.
Yeah.
somehow easier.
Yeah, it's a lot less stressful if you just make shit up and even try to make yourself look as crazy as possible.
Because everyone knows the hardest thing is telling the truth.
It would be kind of funny to wear a body camera and do that at a real interview.
Actually, they did that on Impractical Jokers.
Oh, God.
Of course they did. Smart.
All right. So, next up, we're going to Sean. Sean, what have you got for us?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, this is the game segment. Is that right?
It sure is.
Hey, guys, I got a game for us.
All right.
Yeah, this game is called What the Fuck Was That?
I like it.
All right. What is What the Fuck Was That brought to us by?
Hunt's Performance Mobility Scooters.
Oh, no.
Are you sick of lame mobility scooters that go 4 miles per hour and look like shitty lawnmowers? Are you tired of people getting in your way because, hey, why not? That scooter's not gonna hurt anybody. Well, fuck those people. And fuck those garbagey mobility scooters. You're a goddamn veteran or something. Maybe a truck driver. Something like that. And you're sick and tired of scooting around politely on your electric turtle with wings. It's time for a hunt. That's right. Hunt's Performance Mobility Scooters. 227 horses of good old-fashioned diesel-guzzling American power. With a top speed of 108 miles per hour. You can clear an aisle at the grocery store in 0.68 seconds. And trust me, nobody's going to be standing in your way. Sure. You're not going to be remotely safe in this thing, but who needs safety at this point? You're 80 and obese. Maybe got no legs. It's all about fuck you and eat my exhaust now. So, hunt mobility scooters. Fuck entitled millennials. Am I right? Back to you, Sean.
Holy shit. Oh my God, I'm crying. Fuck. All right, so we're going to play a game. Gentlemen, I just shared a Google Drive folder with you entitled WTF Was That? If you could please open that. Open the folder, but do not click on any of the MP3s that are in the folder. So this game is called What the Fuck Was That? And in this game, I am going to have you guys listen to a handful of different noises. And your job is to figure out what the fuck was that? What is making these noises?
I like it.
I do too. Did you make these noises in the world and record them yourself?
I did not, no. So I pulled these noises off of specifically YouTube videos.
Okay.
The first three that we're going to do are animals, which, I mean, you'll be able to tell that these are, you know, organic life forms and not like steel clanking against each other. But they're going to be animal noises for the first three, and then we get into some weirder stuff. So here we go. Number one, you're going to click on the MP3 that is entitled Number One. Give it a listen and click it right now.
The fuck?
Hey, what the fuck was that?
any ideas?
Oh boy, no. No.
Let's give it
chimpanzee.
Let's give it one more listen.
I'm not gonna I don't need to listen to it again. Hold on, Lug, I will.
Sounds like a bunch of cartoon children sighing.
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of very little creatures without the ability to articulate words or language of any kind. But they're attempting to.
All right, well.
Marmosets?
No, not a marmoset, not chimpanzees, and not whatever the hell Mike just said. Whoever can get closest will get the point.
So we're not even remotely close?
No. You...
parakeets?
Nope.
Do we get to ask questions about it, like Joe is doing?
Yes, absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
Is this?
I didn't ask any questions.
Is this a real world sound, or is this something that was created for a video, or what is this?
No, this is a real. This is a real sound.
It's a real sound. It's a real like animal of some kind.
Indeed.
Baby goats?
Negative. No.
Oh man.
Does it have fur?
It does not have fur. Good question, Joe.
Is it alive? It has to be alive.
Yes, it's alive. No, it's a ghost.
What a dumb question.
Oh, you got me.
Does it have feathers?
It does not have feathers.
Okay, does it have scales?
No.
All right. In that case, it's probably dolphins.
It's not dolphins.
It's probably baby dolphins.
Did I guess tiny pigs?
You have not guessed tiny pigs. It is not tiny pigs. There's definitely hair involved,
okay,
but
so
there's
it's
no
a mammal.
Fur.
Some kind of mammal.
Seals?
Not seals.
Has to be an aquatic mammal of some kind, right?
I was just about to say this is a land mammal.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. It's a land mammal with hair. like a person.
Are they bigger than I am?
Oh, yeah.
Hippopotamus.
No. That's the closest we've gotten so far, though.
Rhinoceros?
Joe gets the point.
Are they at least babies? What are they?
No. That was two grown rhinoceroses. Is that right?
Rhinoceroses, yeah.
That was two full-grown rhinoceroses just fucking whining.
Wow.
That's the sound that rhinos make.
They're not nearly as scary as
crazy.
I thought anymore.
I know, right?
I will totally just go up to one now.
So, rhinoceroses are the Mike Tyson of the animal kingdom.
Seems so.
Super intimidating physically, but as soon as they open their mouths.
Gonna hit you with my horn.
I'm gonna get you. Number two, if you would click on it in 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, it sounds like a wild boar.
It's not a wild boar.
Mm-mm. Is it a gorilla?
It's not a gorilla, and I'm a little upset neither one of you said the name of this game.
What the fuck was that?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Is it, okay, is it a primate of some kind?
No.
Okay.
Is it a mammal?
It is a mammal.
Is it a capybara?
It is not a capybara.
Interesting choice.
That's close, though.
Okay, well, if it's close, is it a rodent?
God, no.
No.
Is it an aardvark?
It's not an aardvark.
But it has fur.
It has fur.
Mm-hmm. Is it...
Would it fit in the trunk of your car?
Absolutely, yeah.
If it would fit in the trunk of a car, would you say it's smaller than a person?
Oh, for sure.
So it's quite small, then.
I mean, how do you define quite small?
Well, I mean, oh, for sure. It's way smaller.
It's not
than
an, it's not
I'm
an
ready
ant.
For another listen.
Okay, let's give it another listen in 3, 2, 1.
I don't even think that's going to matter. I'm just... Hedgehog.
Not a hedgehog.
Porcupine.
armadillo?
Nope.
Is it a lynx?
It's not a lynx.
Is it a cat of some kind?
It's not a cat. Nope.
Is it
not
a mink?
Feline? Not a mink.
Is it a sloth?
Oh, it's a moose.
Not a sloth, not a moose.
It's,
moose can't fit in the trunk of my car. Trunk of a car.
No, God, no, yeah, that's true. You have to have a pretty big car.
I drive
car.
A semi.
It's one of those tiny moose.
It's a mini moose.
It, it actually does kind of sound similar to like a some kind of antelope, but...
Got me a mini moose.
Got me one of them toy mooses. One of them toy moose.
Keep it in my
purse.
All
right, who's closest? Let's do this.
It's hard because you both have said smallish things with fur. I'll tell you, it's a marsupial.
Oh, koala bear?
Koala.
Did you guys both say koala at the same time?
It was around the same time, yeah. I don't know. We'll have to sort that out later.
I'm going to call it a tie because I really feel like you both said it at the same time. Whose first guess for marsupial is koala?
Everyone.
Okay, so it could be an opossum, but actually that should have been my first guess probably.
I didn't sound anything
I've
like
I've encountered
opossum.
Opossums many times, though. I've never heard them make that noise.
All right. Well done to the both of you. We're going to give you both that point. So Joe is winning 2-1. And we go to number 3. You are going to click it in 3, 2, 1.
What the fuck was that?
was that a squirrel?
It was not a squirrel. You want to hear it again?
Not yet.
No. All right. Yeah, I've got it. I'll let Joe go.
Kind of sounded like a car alarm.
Parakeet?
Nope.
Was it a bird, though?
It was not a bird. A parakeet would have been like, I'm a parakeet.
Is it another mammal?
Yes. I don't know why I had to think so hard on that. It's definitely a mammal.
Will this one fit in the trunk of the car?
Yeah.
Is it a rodent?
No.
Are you sure, Sean?
You didn't sound sure.
God, I mean, it's not a rodent, no.
Okay.
Is it a bat?
It's not a bat.
Okay. Is it a feline of some kind?
No.
Not a squirrel.
The reason I say it's the reason I hesitated with rodent is it is in the same super order as anteaters and sloths, which are kind of rodent-like. But they're not rodents.
But they're not rodents.
No, they're not rodent-like at all.
No, they look kind of rodent-like.
Yeah, is this a hedgehog, Sean?
No, okay. No hedgehog.
An echidna?
No. No, I ain't kidding you at all, Joe.
Take a lap.
Ding.
Yeah, you should get a bell there.
I'm sorry.
A badger.
No, good guess. No badger.
A wolverine.
Negative. Another good guess.
Prairie dog.
And
it's not a prairie.
An otter. Actually, an otter is in a different. Yeah, it's a different order.
It is an animal that one of you has previously guessed during this game.
Oh, really?
Oh, crap.
That's interesting. Yeah. It's a capybara.
Nope.
Which is a rodent. So that wouldn't work.
Armadillo.
Joe gets the point. It's an armadillo.
Sweet.
Let's listen to it again.
Let's not.
No, it's too late. I already started it.
I've encountered exactly one armadillo in my life.
That's one more than me.
Did it scream at you like your phone alarm was going off?
No, yeah, it just ran away.
All right, we're going to move on to number 4. I'm only going to do two more of these, so we got number 4 and number 5. Number
that's 4.
That's
good, because there's only two more sounds in the folder.
That's right. All right, number 4, we're going to click in 3, 2, 1.
Well, that sounded like an aquatic animal of some kind. So I will.
Is it an animal?
It's not an animal.
Is it an aquarium filter?
No. No, it's not.
But it was underwater?
It was.
So it's. Is it? It's man-made?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, maybe.
So it can be.
The jury is still out on that, Mike.
The jury.
Atlantis? Is it the sound of Atlantis?
Joe gets the point. No. I won't commit to an answer on whether or not it's man-made.
That's weird.
I know it's weird.
That's really weird.
Is it the sound underwater outside Niagara Falls?
Nope.
I'm going to listen to it again.
All right.
Yeah, I got nothing, man. That what the fuck was that?
Is it a recording of the ambient sounds around the Marianas Trench?
It is not. No, I will say that. Believe it or not, this is a fairly famous recording.
Really?
Yeah.
There are famous underwater recordings.
There are.
No, I don't got it. I don't got it. There's not enough to that sound. It's just not.
Yeah, it's look. It's not if neither of you.
Does the sound effect? Does this sound appear in a movie?
This might be one of those where you either know it and have heard it and know about it, or you don't. In which case, you can continue to ask questions if you'd like, or yeah. I can simply.
No, I obviously know all about it. This is a famous sound I've heard before. What is it? What is it?
I'm going to give up.
Gentlemen, that was the bloop.
No. No idea what that is.
Yeah, that's not clearing things up for us.
All right, well, in 1997, while searching for underwater volcanoes off the coast of South America, scientists recorded something they couldn't explain. A strange, exceptionally loud noise. They called it the bloop. The bloop was one of the loudest underwater sounds ever recorded. Hydrophones, underwater microphones, more than 3,000 miles apart, all captured the same noise. And researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which first recorded the bloop, couldn't figure out what had caused it. Until 2005. In 2005, they determined that the bloop was the sound of an ice quake. An iceberg cracking and breaking away from an Antarctic glacier.
It's so obvious, isn't it, Mike?
I mean,
you know, the bloop. That clearly
it's the bloop. You idiots.
I don't even know where to begin with.
That sound that clearly everybody knows.
That sound was essentially just static. I mean...
No, it's the sound of an ice quake.
It's the sound of water and then like a single bubble.
It goes bloop. All right. Nobody gets that point. We're going to hit the one that says last. You're going to hit that in 3, 2, 1.
It's car noise. Yeah, it's just it's highway noise. Sean,
is that the sound of your phone being held out the window as you drive down the highway?
No,
let me go a little bit abstract here. Is that the sound of a gravitational wave?
Oh my God. yes.
Really?
Well, hang on.
I actually have heard that sound before.
That is called the ancient universe. This tone represents sound waves that traveled through the early universe and were later heard by the Planck Space Telescope. The primordial sound waves have been translated into frequencies that we can hear. As these waves propagated through the young universe, they left imprints on the matter and light, much like patterns made by waves on the surface of a pond into which a stone has been dropped. These patterns were imprinted as slightly brighter and darker patches in the light. By mapping the ancient light that has traveled to us through space and time, Planck can essentially see the sound echoes of the early universe.
So it's actually not a gravitational wave then.
Well, but no, but it's the waves of the universe. That's, I mean, no one, okay, neither one of you is going to get anything closer than gravitational waves.
This is true.
Okay.
We went from holding a phone out the window.
My guess was going to be like the background noise being picked up by like the SETI project.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's actually closer, probably, to be fair.
Well, I'm giving it to Mike.
Okay.
Joe, you win. What the fuck was that?
Thank you. I knew what the fuck that was, apparently.
I knew it. I didn't know it.
All right. For our final segment this week, we're going back to Mike.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about, it's a Thanksgiving related topic. We're coming up on Thanksgiving. I want to have a little discussion about Thanksgiving. I was having a conversation with my little sister a few days ago about her plans. She's living abroad, as you two know, in the United Kingdom. And she's kind of bummed out that she's not coming home for a proper Thanksgiving this year. Because obviously,
sure,
they don't do it there for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So she's going to do her own little Thanksgiving over there. And it's kind of a challenge because they don't really have any of the American staples at the stores. They have the English versions.
Like food.
Yeah, they have no proper food at all. But
wait, they don't have like turkey?
Well, of course. So they're not. It's actually surprisingly hard to find a turkey when it's not Thanksgiving here. You know, like go to a grocery store and buy a turkey anytime that's not November or December. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you probably have your work cut out.
Yeah, it's
for
tough.
You.
So they have the British versions of like everything, which are all just kind of shittier, you know? Like, the stuffing, I guess, is like little balls of... It's just totally different. So her task's going to be to create as close of an experience as she can to the American Thanksgiving, and that got me thinking about... what do you guys think are the absolute staples of an American Thanksgiving? And
ooh.
And what would you say are the weird or different things that your family does related to Thanksgiving? And what are your favorites? So let's start with anybody who wants to go.
Well, my personal favorite, and it's not Thanksgiving to me without this, and I know I'm a weirdo for wanting it, is canned jellied cranberry sauce. I don't want the actual natural stuff with the berries in it, like the home. I don't want that. I want the jelly.
I want the Jell-O mold.
My dad loved that shit.
That's my favorite shit. I could eat an entire goddamn can of it. It just slides.
Yeah, you dump it out and you slice it up, right? Into like little.
Yeah.
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 Like hockey
That's
pucks.
my favorite Thanksgiving. Yeah, absolutely.
I think for some Instagram content, you need to just pop open a can and spoon it into your mouth. Just
shoot it in my mouth like Popeye. Yeah.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. I have never even tried it. The cranberry sauce.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
I mean,
it's not as bad as it looks, Mike.
It looks terrible.
It looks terrible. It's not as bad as
that. It looks fucking awful.
I know.
It's so good.
It's just, it comes out as one solid cylinder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'll eat a PBJ with that shitty grape jelly, so I may as well try some cranberry sauce, I guess.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
The two things that it just doesn't really feel like Thanksgiving to me without, would be, scalloped corn or corn casserole.
Interesting.
Depending on what, you know, different families call it different shit.
Yeah.
Corn pudding.
I've never heard that before, but maybe, sure.
That's in the South here. We've had that the last few years. It's delicious.
In the South.
In the South, yeah, y'all.
And the other item is pumpkin pie.
Oh yeah.
Gotta have pumpkin pie.
Definitely.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is probably another staple I demand would be there. With whipped cream, of course.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is delicious.
It is. God.
Turkey goes without saying, right? I mean, you gotta have turkey at Thanksgiving. As a staple. It's not Thanksgiving without turkey.
Depending on who's cooking it, I can take or leave the turkey.
I actually love the turkey, personally, but it wouldn't be my favorite. It's not my favorite part of it.
I love the turkey, but I mean, most turkeys are, like I said, dry. Depends on who cooks it, because most turkey preps are super dry.
It's true. Yeah. Deep frying works pretty well.
I'm not about it.
That's why you have gravy. I always dump a bunch of salt on the turkey.
Gravy is one of the things, that I'm gonna say is a staple. For me, it's stuffing, mashed potatoes, and gravy, all that delicious, starchy shit with the gravy on top of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, gravy is always good.
Why don't we eat stuffing every day? It's so good.
I don't like stuffing.
Really? God.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Yeah, you see?
That's not right. No. That's not right.
It's like paper food. It's like the paper of food or the I don't like it. It's just like too fluffy. It's too fluffy.
Have you not had good stuffing?
I guess
food can never be too fluffy, Sean. That's
Get out of here.
So okay, well, we've got the staples, I think. What do you guys what's something like weird that your family does you don't think any other families do? If anything.
Sometimes ignore the holiday entirely.
Really?
Huh.
Well,
that's so sad.
Like my immediate family anyway is increasingly more spread out around the country.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So, I think this year is going to be the first for me where I don't think I'm doing anything.
Well, I mean, you're welcome to come over to our Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
I'm inviting you right now.
I'm gonna put the sappiest music live behind on the air. That was so sweet.
You're welcome. You're welcome to join us in Yorkville for Thanksgiving.
Oh God, Yorkville's so far.
It is far. It's really far.
You can come celebrate the holiday with us, Joe.
Thanks.
You can come to Louisville and you can celebrate with us.
Oh God.
Yeah, let's just all go to Louisville. Just fuck my family. Let's get out of here.
That's nice and convenient.
No, Mike, just you. It's just.
I'll send Maria to hang out with the family. I'm coming down to Louisville.
Exactly.
Sean, I think that's the weekend that we're going to be in Vegas. So.
Oh, damn, you're right.
Son of a bitch.
Well, Mike, you better make sure to walk banjo and everything else that needs to be done.
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. So as far as weird things that we do, we always have two versions of the stuffing, where one of them is inside of the bird, and the other one is the other one is the stovetop stuffing.
Sure.
Which I actually prefer the stovetop stuffing. I don't know. It's delicious.
We also, at least the past several years, have done pretty much two of everything.
Oh, really?
When all the family was together. Because my brother and his family are vegan, and I am very not.
Yeah.
So there'll be generally just like three turkey legs for me.
Okay. So that's 1.5 turkeys, but you get the...
Yeah. It's 1.5 turkeys of legs.
What happened to the fourth leg?
I don't know.
Joe, you've been eating a turkey's penis all these years. Very well endowed.
It's been delicious. I don't care. It's delicious.
The most well endowed of the birds.
It's
family.
It's always like legs and thighs because I prefer dark meat to white meat. Mm. And, you know, there'll be like two stuffings and then like a bunch of, stuff that my brother and his family can eat.
Yeah. Which is the shitty stuff.
Some of it's surprisingly good. Other things taste exactly like what you would expect.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of the stuff that you eat for Thanksgiving is, I guess, vegan friendly. I don't know.
Or it can easily be made so.
Yeah, yeah.
The two things that my family definitely does every Thanksgiving. Number one, we will always eventually take the Ready Whip can and shoot it into everyone's mouths so that they all get some whipped cream directly in the mouth.
I do that every possible opportunity I have outside of Thanksgiving.
You definitely have whipped cream in the fridge.
I have
at least two cans.
I mean, good luck getting it out of the can after I've inhaled all of the propellant.
the second thing we all do is get into horrible arguments.
I don't think that's particularly unusual.
No, but you just got the whole family
saying,
there. It's inevitable.
Wait, hold on. You're saying your family argues during the holidays? What?
I know. That's crazy. I know, but yeah, we do that.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, happy everybody.
Okay. And with that, our episode is complete with a score of 2. Sean is this week's loser.
Woo!
Yeah! Nice.
It was nearly a tie between the two of us, Sean, but in the end, I did get that negative point.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I'm used to losing these things.
I picked my silent moments well, I think, during this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're usually pretty good at that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's one of my greatest weaknesses, along with my addiction to opioids and hitting women.
Oh, God.
Wait. You didn't.
And with that horrible statement.
You didn't make that up.
Oh, wait. We were supposed to make shit up for that?
And with that, I've been Joe Moracle.
I'm Ted Bundy.
And I didn't give a name during that.
Have a great week. A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here or there is often very necessary. Mingle a little folly with your wisdom, and you can be jolly. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.